KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. After a short holiday break, back to action in girls postseason softball tonight. Four of the five classes have regional tournament games scheduled for this evening. In Class 1A games tonight, AHST will play at Charter Oak Ute. Arweva plays on the road at Woodbine. Walnut will host Exira EHK tonight. Glenn Ralston is at Coon Rapids Bayard. East Mills will play Stanton, that game in Tabor tonight. At Corning tonight, it's Corning versus Essex South Page. Villisca travels to Lenox, while Orient Maxburg goes to Earlham tonight in Class 1A games, all at 7 o'clock tonight. In Class 2A action this evening, Tri-Center is at Missouri Valley. Underwood plays at Trainer. Griswold heads north. The Tigers play at IKM Manning tonight. Panorama on the road at Van Meter this evening. Also in Class 4A, Carroll will host Perry. Harlan is home to Lewis Central, while Denison travels to Sergeant Bluff Luton. In 5A tonight, Thomas Jefferson on the road at Sioux City East. All of those games have a first pitch at 7 o'clock tonight. The winners all advancing in girls' regional tournament play. Well, it was a long time coming, but Philadelphia's Cliff Lee finally has earned his first victory of the season. The former Cy Young Award winner ended his winless drought in Philadelphia's 9-2 victory over the Mets yesterday. Lee had gone 13 starts this year without a win. During that span, the lefty hadn't been awful, nor had he been consistently good, showing command. Lee struck out three of the first four batters. He wound up going eight innings, striking out nine, most of them looking. Washington continued to light up the San Francisco pitching staff of the nation's capital on the country's birthday as Ryan Zimmerman homered and drove in three runs to pace the Nationals' 9-4 win over San Francisco. The Nats hit four home runs in all, three of them coming off Giants starter Madison Bumgarner. Zimmerman continues to excel on July 4th. The veteran third baseman is now 10-for-20 with four homers and 13 RBIs in six Independence Day games. Washington has outscored the Giants 18-7 in the last two games. Elsewhere in the National League, Mike McHenry and Pedro Alvarez drove in two runs apiece in Pittsburgh's 6-4 win over Houston. The Pirates have won six of their last eight as they are on top of the National League Central standings. The streaking Bucks move nine games above 500 at 45-36. That's the first time they've been at that plateau since Barry Bonds was swinging for the fences at Three Rivers Stadium 20 years ago. Adam Wainwright struck out seven of the first 13 hitters he faced to lead St. Louis to a 4-1 win over Colorado. Matt Holliday had three hits and drove in a run to continue his recent surge at the plate. He's hitting .516 with four homers and 19 RBIs over his last 16 games. Also, pinch hitter Yasmani Grandal hit the go-ahead two-run homer in the eighth inning as San Diego held off Arizona 8-6. Aaron Harang pitched seven strong innings, lifting the Dodgers to a 4-1 win over Cincinnati. Brian Lehair, Jeff Baker, and Anthony Rizzo hit home runs to help the Cubs beat Atlanta 5-1. Hanley Ramirez had an RBI single in the 10th inning to give visiting Miami a 7-6 win over Milwaukee. In the American League, David Ortiz hit his 400th career home run, but it wasn't enough to keep Boston from being swept by the Athletics 3-2. The Oakland crowd of over 28,000 gave Ortiz a standing ovation in his next at-bat after that milestone home run. Jameel Weeks had the go-ahead RBI for the Athletics in the seventh inning as Ortiz becomes the 49th player to reach the 400 homer mark in Major League history. Newly acquired Kevin Youkilis delivered the game-ending single to give the White Sox a 5-4 win over Texas in 10 innings. Miguel Cabrera hit two home runs, drove in three, and scored three, leading Detroit to a 5-1 win over Minnesota. Derek Lowe earned his first win in more than a month as Cleveland pounded the Angels 12-3. Yunel Escobar drove in two runs in Toronto's 4-1 win over Kansas City yesterday. Robinson Cano's two-run single in the eighth lifted the Yankees to a 4-3 win over Tampa Bay, and Chris Tillman gave up just two hits in 8 1/3 innings in his first start of the season, helping Baltimore top Seattle by a score of 4-2. The Miami Marlins are hoping they've added some much-needed pop to their lineup as they acquired Carlos Lee from Houston in exchange for a pair of prospects. The 36-year-old Lee spent five-plus seasons with the Astros and is hitting .287 with five homers and 29 RBIs in 65 games this season. The right-hander gives the Marlins a veteran hitter as they try to get back into the race in the National League East. First base has been a problem for Miami this season, where regular Gabby Sanchez is hitting .194 with two homers and 16 RBIs. Sanchez was optioned off to AAA New Orleans. The Astros acquired third baseman Matt Dominguez and left-handed pitcher Rob Rasmussen in that deal. The Dodgers put Andre Ethier on the 15-day disabled list with a strained left oblique, leaving the struggling team without two of its all-star outfielders. Matt Kemp has been out since May 30th. Ethier's move was retroactive to June 28th. The right fielder was hitting .291 with 23 doubles, 10 homers, and 55 RBIs in 75 games this season. In Pacific Coast League baseball yesterday, the Omaha Storm Chasers, an 11-2 winner over the Iowa Cubs. Iowa and Omaha will continue their series tonight as the Cubs will host that game at Principal Park this evening. Lots of activity yesterday, some fireworks for the Phoenix Suns in NBA moves as Steve Nash heads to the Los Angeles Lakers in a sign and trade deal with Phoenix. The two-time NBA MVP agreed to a three-year, $27 million contract. In return, the Suns get four draft picks, first-rounders in 2013 and 2015, and second-rounders in 2013 and 2014. The 38-year-old Nash spent the last eight seasons with the Suns. The free agent had to do a sign and trade agreement for the Lakers to afford him. Nash says he wants to go to the Lakers so he could remain close to his children who live in Phoenix. A person familiar with the situation says free agent forward Michael Beasley has agreed to a three-year, $18 million deal with the Phoenix Suns. The person spoke anonymously because deals can't be announced until July 11th. Beasley was the second overall pick in the 2008 draft. He's averaged 15.1 points per game in his four NBA seasons, two with Miami and the past two with Minnesota. His best season was 2010-11 when he averaged 19.2 points with the Timberwolves. Goran Dragic is coming back to Phoenix, where he'll likely take over the point guard duties for the departed Steve Nash. The Suns reached an agreement with the free agent on a four-year, $30 million contract, which can rise to $34 million with incentives, according to a person with knowledge of that situation. The fourth year is said to be a player option. And in tennis, there's a marquee matchup on tap in the men's semifinals at Wimbledon. Defending champion Novak Djokovic will take on six-time winner Roger Federer for a spot in the title match. Djokovic advances with a 6-4, 6-1, 6-4 victory over Florian Mayer, while Federer rolled over Mikhail Yuzny 6-1, 6-2, and 6-2. The 16-time Grand Slam champion from Switzerland has a 14-12 edge in head-to-head meetings with Djokovic. They've met in Grand Slam semifinals five times in the past 2 years, with Djokovic winning four of those matches. Also reaching the semifinals were fourth seed Andy Murray and number five seed Joe Wilfried Tsonga. Murray is trying to become the first British man to win Wimbledon since Fred Perry in 1936. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.